Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the ministry will be seeking to implement several initiatives to improve the health sector. Among them, the pursuit of public-private partnerships and upgrading of health facilities. Dr. Tufton outlined these and other plans during a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We now bring you excerpts of the discussion.
Minister, what new thinking, what initiatives are you thinking about for the health sector?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important for Jamaicans to recognize that to a large extent, their personal state or state of health and wellness is up to them. Non-communicable diseases, the cancers, the diabetes, and so on, are largely lifestyle related in terms of activity, physical activity, what you consume. And so one of the things we're going to be doing is really pushing on that public health information to change behavior. Having said that, we all know that the health sector is underfunded. 3.5% of GDP. In other jurisdictions, it's 7-8. In the US, it's 17. In the UK, it's probably 12-13. So government alone cannot provide the resources that are required, the infrastructure and so on. And we do have the private free healthcare policy, which we are embracing, we are endorsing. But we need to define that in the context of the limitation of resources and develop the public-private partnerships that are necessary. So one of the things we've been doing is coordinating a lot more the role of charities, the role of the private sector, both in terms of the distribution of drugs. So instead of going to the drug serve windows, we're going to look seriously at having private pharmacies play a role there, because that's a big part of the backlog and the waiting time. The diagnostic services, a lot of the waiting time in hospitals is as a result of persons waiting to access the CAT scan, yes, the other types of diagnostic services. We're going to be expanding a public-private partnership approach to utilizing private capacity to serve certain types of cases where the public sector is unable to respond.
And people won't be paying the private sector prices.
No. We're going to be negotiating, and it's still going to fall under the ambit of the free healthcare, okay, up to a certain point, because we have to define what free healthcare is, and that's very important. The other very critical part of the partnership is going to be to enhance the relationship between the secondary and tertiary institutions, meaning the hospitals,
yes,
and the primary healthcare, the clinics. Because a big part of the waiting time in hospitals is because people perceive the hospitals as being the one stop.
Of course.
They can get everything. Mm-hmm. The clinics are closing at certain times, they're underfunded, lack personnel, and nobody goes to the clinics. But primary healthcare is absolutely fundamental to addressing a lot of the concerns and issues that arise. You don't need to go to the emergency room. So we're going to roll out a program starting with the larger hospitals where the excessive waiting takes place, to upgrade those clinics and to add some additional facilities, including longer opening hours, and start a process of sensitizing patients to move to the clinics for certain types of services rather than go to the secondary institutions. It's going to take a while in terms of getting that behavioral change, but we will start with upgrading those facilities, and we have about 6 hospitals that we're going to begin with over the next couple of months.
Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same place, when the minister will touch on plans to improve cancer care in the public health system.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish there are some Mr. Keith would have kept fame place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater settle in them? A them things they breed mosquito. Me a go tell himself to make we help him clean up.
You really a go do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them a go hunger might be Sakita and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease like chickvee and dengue and the new one we name Zikvee. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
A true. Can we call him? Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zikvee. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.